Abercrombie's Essentials collection is exactly what it sounds like. Essential for a reason. If you haven't already given their viral Essential Popover hoodie a try, then you don't know what you're missing. Super soft fabric, that perfect oversized fit, and it comes in tons of colors and patterns that are always on trend. Shop the A&F Essentials collection in the app, online, and in stores.
From small-town dreamer to global icon.
She's America's sweetheart.
Thank you so much.
Why does Taylor Swift inspire such devotion and criticism?
She's created a community on a scale never been done before.
Taylor on Channel 4. Stream now.
You are listening to the Glass Cannon Network, the premier source for role-playing game entertainment.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome in to another GCN Gauntlet, where iconic Glass Cannon Network heroes go head-to-head with next-to-impossible odds. My players tonight, Sydney Emanuel, Matthew Capitacasa, Skidmar, and the one and only Mary Lou. Mary Lou!
Hi.
What's up? How are you? How you doing? Welcome in.
Doing good.
Oh, no. You're bad.
No, I'm not.
You
no,
always
I'm
not. Say
She's
great.
Lying.
No. I'm good. I'm stressed. I'm moving.
Oh,
I'm right in the middle of moving.
Oh, that is
and so. It right outside the bounds of this screen is just like chaos boxes. but you can't tell.
You're such a
I was going to say, you have a lot of pictures on your wall for someone who's moving imminently.
Well, yeah.
You're such a professional. I mean, she kept the background up. She's so professional.
I literally left them up for this.
Wow.
This is my last recording.
It's illusion, Michael.
It is. It is
Keith
all
Haring
illusion.
Above your bed?
I do. Yeah, I have lots of Keith Haring. There's one and there's one and there's one. I wrote a chapter of my thesis on Keith. So Keith, he's my friend. He's my buddy. He's my pal. So yeah, love him. Love him to death.
That's
but, yeah,
awesome.
So
well,
so literally
sorry you're
today.
Stressed. Thank you for taking some time out to go head to head on the GCN gauntlet. We are doing these gauntlets as kind of a little stopgap between us wrapping up Gatewalkers and before we start our epic
Shadow Dark
campaign, which will premiere on October 30th. If you want to tune into Session Zero, that'll be on October 23rd. Starting a whole brand new campaign. Sydney will be there. Matthew will be there. Skid will be there. Sorry, Mary Lou, not going to be at that one.
That's okay.
But hey, hopefully one day down the line, little Ooh. Guest appearance by Mary Lou might be quite
That's
fun.
That's the whole thing. That's, we can do that. We'll be able to do that now.
I would love that.
Yeah, I would love that.
We can do fun New York things.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm coming. Awesome. It's not a matter of if, it's when. Yes.
Love it. That would be amazing. We've done 2 weeks of these, and they've been pretty deadly. The first week, TPK. Yeah. Second week, almost a TPK, almost every character down, but in a last second as the creature tried to flee in fear from Nestor Coyne, Nestor put him down. Did you know about this, Skid? Did you hear about this?
Yeah, I was told.
Yeah, and
it was
then
awesome.
Nestor stole all the money from the rest of the characters and let them bleed to death.
But you know what? I left them alive, so I think
that is true.
Generous
that is, they did eventually Nestor stabilize. Terms. They did eventually stabilize and woke up to no Nestor. So that's not too surprising.
So technically, a win, I think. Yeah,
Skid, we're very excited to have you back in. We didn't have you on the first two gauntlets because you were traveling. You were across the pond,
across
as it were.
The pond.
Yeah, Scotland. Welcome back. Welcome.
Thank
in.
You. Very nice to be back.
Skid, who are you going to be playing tonight entering the gauntlet?
I'm going to be playing one of my favorite characters on the network, his Royal Highness himself, Xantar, King of the Zoo.
Oh my God.
Wow.
The Pretender!
The Pretender King!
The Pretender King!
It's funny, he's starting to creep up there. If not number one, he's right up there with most played character. I mean, not only among our gauntlets that we've recently recorded, but like the gauntlets that we do with the community and with listeners and stuff live at Gen Con and live at some of our retreats. We've played these with listeners. Xantar's a very popular character.
I mean, Barbarian.
I played Xantar. Yeah, in his gauntlet.
I played him too.
It's really fun.
Look at that. That's wild. Sydney, what are you're missing out. Who are you playing tonight, Sid?
I did go with somebody who is a martial fighter. I went with a classic, Ethel Merman.
Oh, see that coming, Ethel.
My freaking ex-wife. That's how I'm gonna play him.
Nice. Now bring up your ex-wife every round, please, if possible. Matthew, who are you playing tonight?
I'm playing Gormley Call.
Yes. Aww. Oh my gosh.
Gormley. Why are you so Gormley Call? For those that don't know, is a classic, iconic character of Matthew's. His first character in our first campaign on the network. Why Gormley at this time? Why was the time right for Gormley?
Two reasons. I've never played this second edition Gormley that I made for the purpose of the Gauntlets. And second is that we're playing at sixth level, and Gormley famously died at fifth.
Oh, that's right. That's right. So famously. You have you can see this future version of a powerful, no nonsense witch, which
very
Gormley
Marvel.
Is.
It's a combination of What If and Marvel Zombies.
There you go.
Ooh, zombie Gormley.
Yeah, you got a player undead.
And by the way, if that spoils anything for you, you have nothing to worry about, because there is so much after death for Gormley to look forward to. So what a great story, and one of the main reasons Gormley is such an iconic character. For those that aren't familiar with the Gauntlets, these are just encounters. They're just really, really extremely difficult Pathfinder 2nd Edition encounters that we're going to try to take on today. We've met three of our four characters entering the arena. Who will be last? Marinu, who are you playing?
Well, of course, it's the wizard Atticus Grimm.
Yes.
Oh, I love the rolled R. I got to do that more often. Atticus Grimm.
Just for, emphasis. the very first GCN live show I ever saw was y'all's LA show, and it was the debut of Xantar.
Oh my god.
It was Xantar's first show ever, and I saw Atticus. Atticus was played, right?
I was playing Atticus in Strange Aeons,
I remember him, so I wanted to play him.
Oh my god.
I want to sling some fireballs. Wizards are so sick. They have so many spells. It's insane.
Yeah, it's so crazy. Atticus, who played Atticus? Sydney, I believe you played Atticus a couple
last
weeks
time.
Ago, right?
Oh, yeah, a couple
in,
weeks
in
ago.
Level two, a couple weeks ago. And Atticus grows up a lot between second and sixth level, as most wizards and spellcasters do. So we'll see what you bring to bear. We'll see if you can contend with tonight's challenge. Stay tuned. We're going to take a quick break to thank our sponsors for this episode. But when we come back, we begin tonight's GCN Gauntlet. Stay with us.
The Gauntlet.
The Gauntlet.
Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy, customizable themes that let you build your brand, marketing tools that get your products out there, integrated shipping solutions that actually save you time. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go, Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/setup.
The Monopoly game at McDonald's is back. Play today with the Chicken Big Mac, so you can win big while tucking into the three layers of soft bun with delicious gherkins, the iconic Big Mac sauce, and crispy tender chicken patties. Go on, it's your go. From 11 a.m. until the 21st of October, participating in restaurants, subject to availability, app may be required. 18 plus, UK, see mcdrules.co.uk.
This episode is brought to you by Thorpe Park. Are you ready for Europe's top scare event? Fright Nights at Thorpe Park is now on. With thrilling rides in the dark, including Hyperia, the UK's tallest and fastest roller coaster, soul-sucking scare mazes, devilishly daring scare zones, and hell-raising shows. They're here. Fright Nights at Thorpe Park, the home of fear. Book now at thorpepark.com.
And we're back. It is time to play Pathfinder 2nd Edition Extreme Encounter Edition. Let's set the scene, okay? Gonna play some music here and tell you guys that word came to you. How is something you can determine for yourselves, but word came to you that giants were amassing in the north. Perhaps a similar threat has been heard before by some of these characters, particularly Gormley. This time, though, we're talking about the far north, the realm of the Mammoth Lords.
Ooh. What?
Ooh. I know
what?
There.
What?
I know there.
I've heard of it.
What the heck?
Sure have.
Skid, I know there.
I know them. I know
those
them.
Are my friends.
A frost giant named Jarl Nargorak, who survived the destruction of Skirkatla's camps, has been gathering forces in the forbidding Tusk Mountains in the realm of the Mammoth Lords, a wild, primordial land far in the north of the continent of Avastan. Jarl Nargorak is biding his time, essentially, waiting for the hunter-gatherer clans of the Mammoth Lords lead to let their guard down long enough for his tribe of frost giants to make their move. You are going to stop this threat before it can come to pass. And so you make the long and arduous travel north into the wild lands. And before you can possibly get sight of this frost giant or his companions, you must travel hundreds of miles of untamed wilds to reach the foot of the Tusk Mountains. Our gauntlet today begins on the Broadhead River, which runs through the aptly named Broadhead Valley. You procured a small rowboat to travel to the Tusk Mountains a little easier along this river path. We open on the river. The day is unseasonably warm. The sun is shining, perhaps between some scattered clouds. And the river is whisking you along at a rather excellent pace. However, it must be guided down this river. There are two rows to this small boat. Who is rowing the boat among the two of you?
Ethel
is holding an oar, and who Berman. Holds the other oar?
Me.
Xantar, King of the Zooks.
Even though such manual work is beneath me.
Xantar!
You guys are guiding this boat along when you come to a small waterfall-ish, but nothing you could not boat over. It's only a drop of maybe 5 or 6 feet down a slight decline, and you narrowly dodge some rocks in order to get into the river below, and then the speed starts picking up even more. As you come around a tight bend, what was up ahead in the river was not visible to you until now. Xantar and Ethel have their backs to the river as you're heading downstream, and they are working the oars. The other two, Atticus and Gormley, are facing forward and looking ahead. It is Atticus and Gormley who see suddenly and without warning an obstruction in this river. There seems to be, at first glance, it's a little bit far away, but it's coming up quick, what looks to be large logs lashed together and laid across the river as some sort of like primitive footbridge. But it is not something that your boat can pass under, and it is moving speedily toward this obstruction. What do you do?
Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream.
Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream.
Xantar, you have to start it in a round. I get to the second line.
I'm doing the round.
No, he did the round.
I was doing the round. You started early.
Keep with the rowing rhythm. What is it?
Row, row your boat.
What?
What? Stop expeditiously.
Singing or rowing?
Both.
both, they scream, you are seconds away from slamming into this thing. And if you are going to avoid it somehow, you either need to try to stop or try to get to the bank. What do you do quickly? On the count of three, I want Xantar and Ethel separately, but at the same time, to say if they are going to the bank or if they are stopping short. 3, 2, 1, go.
Bank. Take it to the bank.
Bank. Ooh. Okay, great. Bank. Now I need an athletics check from both of you.
I imagine we badass, like, only put one oar in, you know, but lift the other so the boat quickly turns and we go towards the bank.
Even if we didn't agree on which way we were going, we were, like, rowing in opposite directions, we'd start spinning and we'd slow down anyway.
That's true.
It's true, but you'd have a little less control. So let's see what happens with these athletics checks. I need an athletics check from each of you to guide it over. You do not take any penalties to this check because your instincts were both the same at the same time. What do you do?
25.
Whoa. 25 for Xantar.
A 25.
Whoa.
A 25.
Twins.
Amazing. All right.
Twinsies.
So you ease this boat over to the bank and boom, and it bumps up on the bank right next to this this obstruction, this footbridge that has been set across the river. You now have to decide how you're going to get around. It seems like the best method is to carry the boat around the obstruction, place it back in the river on the other side. This doesn't seem like anything too crazy. In fact, let's go to the map. I will take you to a map here and show you what I'm looking at, and you guys tell me what you think. Let me get some... Actually, I'm not going to do tokens. First, I'll just show you the map, and we'll go from there. Let's see.
This Valley. Obstruction in the river, it just looks like a footbridge, right? It doesn't look like a
You'll see it
like
on the map as you come in, and you can sort of make your own judgment. I'm slowly but surely getting you guys set up here. Xantar, Atticus, Ethel, and Gormley. You are on the map. Obviously, your pawns are slightly bigger than the boat, but you're smashed in close on a boat, so it makes sense. You pull up against there, and you're now sitting in the boat, and you can see what I'm talking about. There's just this brief obstruction that is preventing you from moving further down the river. What do you do?
Xantar says, everyone relax. Let me handle this. Sit down, sit down. He instructs everyone to sit down on the boat, and he, with his mighty strength, he picks it up over his head and just starts walking overland in the direction of our destination.
Okay. Give me an athletics check with a unbelievably high DC.
Are we moving south or north, by the way?
South. So if you look up to the northeast of the map, you'll see the small waterfall that I mentioned. Mm. And you had come from that direction. You're headed south.
20.
20. So Xantar gets out of the boat. The other three of you are in the boat. And you are... And as you're pulling on this boat, thinking that you're going to just lift it up over your head, but maybe this was a little tougher than you imagined, you feel the very ground beneath you shake. A little like... There's a vibration on the ground, and Xantar's wild senses kick in, and you feel as if there is something behind you in the trees. You start hearing the gentle cracking of branches in the distance as if something is coming. In that moment, you just hear this, turn slightly, but before you can get fully around, a creature bursts through the trees and is bearing down on you, Xantar. And that creature, which is very recognizable to all of us, not sure how recognizable it is to this particular crew, bursting through the trees is a freaking Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Oh my.
Oh wow. Okay. Cool.
Oh no.
Oh.
Burst through the trees and screeches at the top of its lungs. First, I need everybody to roll a will save.
Oh.
And secondly, roll initiative. So first do a will save, then roll initiative, and we will go from there.
Okay.
Oh my God. Okay. A fucking T-Rex? You gave us a T-Rex?
This is insane.
I was like, I want to see him fight a T-Rex.
Oh my God.
Okay. Oh.
Is this a mental effect trying to control me?
No. Okay. It is not.
Nice try.
Had to ask.
Had to ask?
Yeah, that was, I'm glad you asked.
I think there was an old encounter up here. Sorry. Okay, here we go. Boop, 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 boom. All right, so let's start with will saves. How about Atticus? What did you get?
29.
Wow. You are unaffected. What about Xantar, King of the Zoogs?
17.
You are frightened one. Oof. At the beginning here. What about the others? Who do we have? Gormley.
30.
30 unaffected. And Ethel.
23.
You are frightened one.
Okay.
Now, isn't Ethel brave? Does Ethel have bravery, or am I thinking of somebody else?
He does have bravery.
Right, so you...
Does he at this level?
Oh, succeeds on will are crit successes instead. And there reduce any frightened gain by...
So you are fine. So, and yeah. It makes sense. Xantar is unarmed currently, has his hands on the boat. It comes from behind him, freaks him out a little bit, so he's going to start a little bit behind the ball here. Let's go for initiative. Gormley...
Wait, what do you want me to roll here? Perception?
Yes, unless you have reason for something else, I'm open to it, but perception works.
How do you feel about mountain lore?
Oh my God.
Mountain lore.
Well,
they do live in mountains.
We are in the mountains.
Natural
we're
in the mountains.
20. Natural 20.
Nice.
Oh. Nice.
For a result of
30.
30. Wow. Amazing. Okay. Awesome. Xantar, King of the Zoogs, what'd you get?
I also got a natural 20 for a 31.
Ooh.
Whoa, you nice. Guys are on it! And oh that nice. Might make all the difference. Ethel, yeah. Merman.
I decided to do something different, and I rolled a natural 1.
Well, just shake, yeah, we gotta shake
we're
it
evening
up.
Out.
We can't all
we're
do
evening
the same
out.
Thing. What'd you get?
Right in the middle with a 17.
No, sorry, I didn't hear Ethel's total.
Oh, the total is 12, sorry.
12. All right, and then Atticus, you got a 17?
E.
Okay, fantastic.
Nice
this
spread.
Thing bursts out. And it's the very scream shudders through your head. This beast is, in technical Pathfinder terms, gargantuan.
Oh my God.
So it's 20 feet by 20 feet.
Oh my God.
It has an enormous reach. It is... probably the most horrifying wild beast you have ever seen in your life. And obviously that gets through to Xantar a little bit. The rest of you keep your cool because you're absolute badasses. But first to act, frightened though he is, Xantar, King of the Zoogs.
Okay, so I've played with Xantar a few times now with Jared playing him. I think a couple of his traits that stand out to me is that he's a coward. He's grown to blind panic and he's really stupid. So
wow.
He's going to take the adventure laden boat and throw it at the dinosaur.
Oh,
not me.
Oh my God.
I'm in that
and
boat.
He's going to throw a boat.
Are we in the boat?
You yeah, couldn't even lift the boat.
That's true. You couldn't
even lift the boat.
You failed on lifting. You want to try again to lift the boat and throw it toward?
Yeah, he's going to try. It's like, stay still. He's going to try to like lift the boat and fail. So he's going to burn an action doing that.
Oh, my God.
And then I have to... I can't remember like with if they changed rage. Like if it is it still
it's free.
An action?
You're
it is free. Okay, so he is enraged. And he is going to close on it, on the Tyrannosaur. and he is going to produce his great club.
Okay. He grabs the great club, runs up to it, and that is his action. Gormley, call. You have a chance to act.
First thing Gormley will do is cast Levitate, and she will rise 5 feet into the air.
She's levitating.
Oh, awesome.
Next action. Next, yes, girl. And then I will spend two actions to begin casting a spell. Please have your Tyrannosaurus Rex roll a will save.
Oh, they have great will.
Okay.
Do they?
All right, so just confirm.
That's what they call them, the monks of the Mesozoic.
All right, so just confirm for me, Levitate is, that's a single action.
Levitate is a single action.
And you just, and with, as part of casting it, you go
no,
up.
I'm sorry, it is not. It is, so first action, I'm sorry, that's my first two actions to cast the spell. I am casting two right now. So give me will save.
Okay, so we're not going to levitate yet, and you're going to, and you need a will save from Steve. Or me. Steve. Either or.
Guys, we know his name. Yes. He's weak.
23.
DC 22.
Are you kidding me?
That was a bad roll. Okay.
It was, however, stuff still happens. It was impending doom that I cast. So you are immediately flat-footed. And then nice. Next round, other stuff will happen.
I'm sorry, that is cool. A critical success. Impending doom has the jaunt trait.
Has the incapacitation.
Are you kidding me?
Impending doom!
Okay,
it doesn't make a lot of sense to me as a spell that you can only cast on people your level, because it's such a cool and powerful, slow-working spell. It's like, when would you ever use that on somebody your level? I don't know.
Stuff is still going to happen, just nothing's going to happen for this round. So on my next turn, I'll update you as to what will happen next.
Okay, sounds good.
And then for my final action, instead of casting another spell, I am instead going to roll a Recall Knowledge. Would this be...
Hashtag play smart. This would be nature. Or if you have dinosaur lore.
I have mountain lore.
Sorry.
All right, nature.
Nature.
25.
25 is not enough.
Not enough. For a single question.
For a single question, you have never seen a creature like this before.
Well,
I guess a cave witch wouldn't have a lot of like paleontological knowledge.
Right.
You don't know what kind of fossils she's been studying. She's been a lot of years in those
mountains.
I don't
know how deep that cave goes. That's true. I don't know.
The DC is 26. Just missed it. Just about.
Wow.
Okay. I didn't even begin the encounter properly. Okay, here we go. Cormley went, and now it is... the Tyrannosaurus.
Awesome.
Rex's turn.
Well,
it's so big.
Head to head with Xantar, king of the Zoogs, and he just. Oh, what do we start with here? He is going to bite. So obviously, and little arms, and his gnashing jaws screech down on you for a 27 to hit.
That's a hit.
Okay, you take, oh my gosh, that's a lot. You take 36 points of damage.
Ah!
Grah! Bites into you, and he's going to attempt to grab you in his jaws. That is a 25 against your fortitude DC.
That is a success.
Success. So he just grabs... lifts you up in the air, and then he flings you out of his mouth into the woods to the side.
Oh, no.
I
think that was Gennaro. You fly 25 feet from the creature into the woods, smashing the logs, the trees along the way. So I put you on the map 25 feet to the side. Crash, 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 crash through the trees. And as part of that, you take 12 points of damage, essentially falling damage.
Okay.
And that is its round. Bite, grab, fling. And it is Atticus's turn.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Actually, I'm sorry, Skid. I wanted to add something onto here. That is beneficial to you guys. Oh, no, and you all have a bottle cap. Remember that. Give me a reflex save. I'm going to say with all these trees that you're hitting, it's possible that it has you land in such a way that you are not prone based on a reflex save.
20.
Oh, 20 is a fail. So you're just prone. Yeah. No additional damage. All right, Atticus, you're up.
I would scream too.
I think Atticus would take one action to, well, how far do I want to get away? Pretty far. I want to get pretty far away from this thing. It's really
scary.
So
you are in the boat.
In the
I'm not going to make you spend an action to stand. We'll say you're standing for free in the boat, which means you have to get out of the boat. That's going to be difficult terrain for one square.
Okay.
And then the water is very not standable for anybody, let alone
especially
The river depth is roughly 3 feet, 3 to 4 feet.
Okay.
But the current is so strong that you'd have to pass a rather high strength check to stand if you're full size. Atticus
I'm
being
only
small,
3'9".
Right, is not going to be able to pass that. So getting in the river is not an option, really, unless you want to swim to the other side, which you can attempt.
No, I think I'd rather move to here, move through the boat to get out on land by where this bridge is. Possible?
Okay, sounds good. I think that's just 10 feet of movement, and you can be out of the boat.
Five.
No,
ten.
It's just a diagonal move. Just 10 feet diagonally for the difficult terrain. And now you're out of the boat.
Okay. And
so then you've got 10 feet left, or no, 15 feet left, assuming your speed's 25.
Yeah, he's going to go to the other. He's going to take this little bridge across.
So then he takes the footbridge across. Uh-huh. I kind of love it.
Oh.
Okay.
Nice.
And then he's going to cast lightning bolt. just instant lightning bolt.
Yeah, you know what? Gormley has never seen a Tyrannosaurus Rex before and can't identify it. While this Tyrannosaur has probably seen a lightning bolt before, it's never seen a weaponized lightning bolt shooting at it horizontally across
that one coming
over the
from
ground.
Below. Yeah.
All right, so you need a reflex save from me, that would mean.
I do. I need a reflex save.
Reflex save. As you could probably imagine, not very light on his feet, the Tyrannosaurus Rex. Let's see. That is a 29.
Ow! Okay, all right.
Bobby.
All right, that is a success, but you still take half damage, 4d12.
Let's go, baby.
Half damage on 4d12. Ethel, you're on deck, so get your turn ready. It's coming while Atticus is adding up the DiMaggio.
Yeah.
28, half, 14.
14 points of damage received and calculated.
Nice.
Ouch.
First blood.
Yep, first blood. So it hurts Xantar, but then you definitely burn it a little with the fire of electricity. And that ends your turn. It is Ethel's turn, and Xantar, you're on deck. Get ready.
Okay. I'd like to try to demoralize. I would like to try.
Still just an animal.
Yeah. Yeah.
We did just shoot lightning at it from one of our hands.
This is true. This is true.
That had to change its attitude a little bit.
Yeah.
Must be like this isn't the common Dilophosaurus.
It could have easily just left
the ones that it.
Before I demoralize, though.
The ones it eats.
Ethel's probably holding his weapons in his hands.
If you can sleep at night,
just broke then Joe's
great. Did you have them out while you were rowing?
I imagined he was holding them while rowing.
Of course.
He always
pins
them.
That's how everyone rows a boat.
Yes.
Guys, they have other things in their hands while they're doing it.
If I have to draw my weapons, it fucks up my whole turn. Do you want me to draw them?
I know.
He's holding them in his icon.
No.
He's holding the weapons.
That's true. The art says
he's holding his weapons.
If you guys can sleep at night.
If you want to take the turn you want to take, then I think the only course of action is to try to attack with the oar.
I do have improvised Jawn.
Get him.
Okay.
The oar is close to the perfect weapon.
I think. Okay. I'm holding an oar.
I don't think you have improvised weapon.
You don't.
I'm sure I do.
You have clever improviser.
Oh, is that not?
No. That's about skill.
That's close enough to me, so
but
I think she
I will
has
let
it.
You attack with Theor at no penalty. We'll figure it
throw
out.
It.
If there you we really want to do that.
Giant
it's,
baseball.
It's kind of an epic moment.
I
what does
like
he do in the moment? Does he grab for his two weapons?
No, he's got the ore. Intimidating prowess. I get a plus one to my demoralize. I'm going to say, after this lightning bolt goes off, Ethel says, yeah, get out of here, you big dumb animal. And I'd like to intimidate.
Okay.
You look like my
ex-wife.
Do
you have any ability to not take the minus four penalty like for not ex-wife. Speaking Tyrannosaurus Rex's language?
Do you have intimidating glare?
Do you have intimidating glare?
No, I ignore the penalty for not sharing a language with intimidating prowess.
Oh, that's part of prowess? Great.
Yeah.
You can physically menace the target.
Cool. Yeah.
I'm holding the ore.
All right, so then it's a full bone. Get it.
So that's going to be full bone. 16, what's my intimidation?
Pretty 20, badass.
26?
26 is not successful.
Okay, yeah. I did my darndest. Now I'm going to two action sudden charge. And I'm just going to raise the ore above my head and run up to him, and I'm going to hit.
Okay, you have 10 feet of difficult terrain, but that's fine because you're sudden charging, so you get double the movement. You have what you need to get there. You are now within its range, and you come running at it with an ore. All right, so just give me an attack roll. Use the bonus of your thing, but we're going to have to adjust the damage here.
Okay. I want to draw my another same roll last time. That's going to be 30 total.
30 is a hit.
Nice.
Okay. 30 is a hit. So let's say this thing is going to do in this moment, let's say 2d8 damage. Wait.
Thank you.
1d8 plus 4 damage.
Okay.
This is factoring in your strength. Yeah. 1d8 plus 4.
11 points of, I assume, bludgeoning.
Damn, that's almost max, dude.
Nice.
I got a 7. I rolled a 7.
11 points of damage.
So, he just whips this ore into the foot.
Yeah, it hits like it's calf, right?
Yeah.
Like it's so low to the ground, it hits its calf and it picks up its leg in anger for a moment, and it is Xantar's turn. Gormley, you're on deck.
It's round funny, two. That is one of the new theories that I've seen about the extinction of the dinosaurs was from ore-wielding divorced men.
Yeah.
it's growing in popularity in the science
community.
Yeah,
that's a lot of people. That's all right, so I am going to stand up.
Stand up.
And do I still have my club?
Or yeah, I'll say, you were not unconscious. You just lost your footing. You never let go of the grip of your weapon.
Okay. So he's going to dum-dum-dum, like, close against the thing. And he's going to try to intimidate.
Okay.
So, like, bow your head, he's going to say. that is a 35.
35, phenomenal.
No, I'm sorry, 33.
33, still a success.
Yeah.
Nice.
And so the creature becomes frightened one.
And I'm no longer frightened, right?
And you are no longer frightened. That is correct. Okay. Creature is frightened one because of Santa. He is the king. The king of the animal kingdom.
It's a command from the king.
Okay, Gormley, you're up and I'm on deck. I'm cooking up certain death. What do you got?
Okay, Gormley reaches out a single finger towards the dinosaur. And cast another spell. Please roll. A. What page am I on? Fortitude save.
Fort. Okay. Fort. You sure? Sure you want to do fort? Okay. Here we
go. Best option.
Let's see. Oh, I gotcha. 34.
Critical success. You're on a.
This is.
Very good.
That was slow, by the way.
No. That would have sucked. It would have completely ruined this turn.
I know. All I wanted, I wasn't even playing for a critical success. I was just playing for a regular or critical failure. I was playing for a regular failure. So instead, I will use my final action to cast Guidance on Ethel.
Thanks.
Nice.
Okay. Guidance on Ethel. Okay. Here we go. It lifts up its foot as you smash it with an oar. You then cast some sort of magical thing on it that it shakes off. It shakes its giant head, and it just...
Oh, trample.
And moves clear across the roiling river. It runs right through the river like it's nothing.
Shoot.
And hits Xantar, Ethel, and Gormley. I need reflex saves from everybody on the trample ability.
Okay. 27 for Gormley.
Okay.
27 for Xantar as well.
Whoa, 27 for Ethel.
Whoa, what?
327s?
Yeah. 327s.
You bastards all succeeded.
Yes!
Great, great work. Great job.
Wow.
But I'm going to come at you with a little damage. I'm not going to... I'm not going to pony punches here. Oh! Near max. Near max. 18 points of damage each. That's halved.
Ooh. Oh,
it was
man.
A near max damage roll. Wait. Yes, that is correct. That is exactly correct, actually. 18 points of damage each. And that is its turn. It takes three actions to trample. And it is Atticus's turn.
Ah!
And it's now right next to you, looming over you.
Ah!
Oh, it's slowly turning around. Its tail is over your head right now, Atticus.
Yeah.
Its tail is slowly coming over you as it's repositioning to turn back and look at these at everybody.
Okay. The success of this next action is going to depend on my next one, or it's going to decide my next one. I'm going to use my focus spell, Charming Push. It's one action.
What is this nonsense?
And you must attempt a will save.
Let me cook.
Let me cook for a second.
This sounds like it's going to work.
I'm into it.
I think it might actually work. It's a will save.
It's like it's the best part about this is it sounds like it's going to work.
And the best part about this is that
my god. I failed. I rolled a 21. Super, super bad roll.
Okay, great. Atticus goes, what? Who, me? I'm just a little guy. You don't want to hurt me. I'm just a little guy. I'm your friend. You don't want to hurt me. And now you cannot use hostile actions against me until the start of my next turn.
Oh,
that's actually quite amazing.
That's amazing. And terrible news for Gormley.
Sorry, Gormley. But then
that is so very, very Atticus too.
Uh-huh.
You nailed it.
Yeah. I'm just a little guy.
That's cool. It's like Sanctuary. It's kind of like Sanctuary.
Yeah.
It just pre-rolls the save, right?
That's my charm. Awesome. You use your charm to deflect their ire, so they just choose to hurt somebody else instead. So I'm just a little guy. Well,
yeah.
It's my birthday. Wow. It's my birthday. I'm gonna hurt a little birthday boy on his birthday.
It's just like its tail comes over your head as it slowly lumberingly turns its body around, and it just looks at you and makes like a sound, and as if you're just nothing. You're not worth it. You're too tiny. It just turns toward Gormley. Yep.
And you have no idea where it comes from. No, I have two actions.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was just two actions. You are correct.
Oh, dear.
That was one action. Charming Push.
Wow, one action.
Phenomenal. Yeah.
So with my other two actions, I'm going to cast Fireball.
Must not work.
No, it's got to. Basic reflex save, please.
Charming Push has the incapacitation trait.
Oh.
So... the success condition is that I take a penalty to attack rolls against you for one round, but I'm fine with flavor-wise it not thinking you're a threat anyway. But
it can't see you if you don't move.
Wait, what do you mean?
Vision is
based on movement.
But if you fail, it says you can't use hostile actions against me. Wait, explain to me incapacitation. What is that?
Sorry, incapacitation is just whenever you face a creature that is higher than your level, which all these gauntlets are, the result of the roll is one step higher.
Oh.
And the reason being for things like this, like boss fights, you can just neutralize the boss in one spell, which would kind of ruin the fun. But if I critically fail, then I would get the results of a fail, right? That kind of thing.
Got it. Oh, I've never seen that before. Okay.
I don't think we've ever run into the incapacitation trait on Blood of the Wild. I don't think it's ever once.
I don't think we've talked about it.
It may have come up at some point. But. It's not frequent.
Yeah, it may have maybe with Yelka's spell list, there's something in there. But
oh,
yeah.
I think probably, and I ignored it because it didn't have to do with me. So,
But it's okay. It's not going to change anything in our narrative
I'm
right now.
I'm still doing Fireball. Yeah. Still
I just wanted fireball. To acknowledge that it is on there because it did seem pretty powerful. And you're going to do a Fireball. All right.
Hell
and
yeah.
You're going to make sure Gormley's in the Fireball, right?
No. Just the very big T-Rex.
Okay. Reflex save coming in. Hotsky.
No.
22.
Yes!
22. And actually, that's not even a bad roll. That's how low this thing's reflex save is because it's a Tyrannosaurus Rex.
It's hard. They're hard to miss.
All right.
And
that
22
is a
would succeed against Gormley, but I believe, from my knowledge of Atticus's character sheet, his DC's 23, isn't it?
Yeah. Ugh, it is.
He's so intelligent! What do you got? Go on, talk
six plus 8 is 14.
14.
Plus 7 is
21.
21 damage.
21 points of damage. Okay.
Nice.
All right, that's pretty damn good. That's pretty damn good. 21 points of damage. Got it. And it is Ethel's turn. Man. Xantar, you're on deck at the top of round 3. Get ready. Ethel, what do you got?
I want to protect Gormley. Ethel looks towards Gormley after feeling the guidance that she casts, and he yells out, "I haven't felt the touch of a woman in so long. It felt good. If we die today, just know it felt good. Thanks, Gormley."
That's so
and then
sad.
He's going to run.
Ethel's so sad.
What did you do last night?
I can't. Atticus calling over like the roar of the river.
What did you do last night?
I want to protect Gormley and sudden charge again, but the water is difficult terrain.
More than that, you'll have to pass an athletics check or get swept down by the water.
I think I need to.
It's passable. It's not insane. You're very strong, but.
I'm just trying to metagame if he's going to trample back over here or if I need to drop the oar. And just use my full turn to sprint and draw my weapons around to the other side, which I think I need to do. So it's not a fun turn, but I'm going to drop the oar.
It's hard to see into the mind of the beast.
10, 15, 20. I stride and I draw one of my weapons. 15, 20. Okay. And I'm now... Oh, no, I'm not going to run up to him, though. That's stupid. I'm going to move next to...
It doesn't make a difference for the record. Its reach is all around it. It can hit you anywhere within 20 feet. So,
oh, Jesus.
Yeah, so you might as well just get close.
Okay, I'll get close then, and
it's
I have drawn...
It's gargantuan, this thing. It's so big.
I've drawn my hatchet and my hammer, but that's all I can do.
Okay. Drop the oar, draw your weapons, run up to the creature. So brave. So brave!
So
the
stupid.
Top of round 3, it is Xantar's turn.
All right, I have 4 javelins. I'm going to start throwing them.
Yes.
Okay.
Nice.
First one is thrown.
Heaves a javelin at the Tyrannosaur.
That is. Oh, where did you go? That is 25 to hit.
25 is right on the line. That is a miss.
Okay.
That is a miss.
Throw another one.
Lands in the
miss.
River. Plunk! Gets lodged up against the logs.
I'm gonna throw my last. Yep. Throw and missed with 3 javelins.
Javelins are flying by. Perhaps one of them bonks off of his head, but his skull and his bones are so thick that it just does no damage. And it is Gormley's turn.
Is there
Tyrannosaurus
space?
Is next.
Is there space under the footbridge?
There is there's maybe 2 feet.
Gormley is going to step off the boat and throw herself into the water.
Okay. Oh. Boosh, into the water. I will say that's one action.
Yep.
Immediately, you are swept 10 feet, which puts you under the, directly under the footbridge. If there's anything you'd like to do right now, or you could, I'll let you wait another half second for no actions to keep moving.
I'm going to wait another half
is.
Second for no actions to keep
moving. All right, we'll
then.
Do another 10 feet. And then what do you want to do?
I would like to try to cast a spell. Now, that's going to be difficult by the fact that I'm being swept away by rapids in a river.
Yes.
So what is the mechanic in 2E? Since I don't think I've ever played a 2E caster. Can I roll a concentration check? Is that an option to me?
That is a good question. If you were, say, clumsy, how would that impact your spell casting?
Or just take a penalty?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's easy to take a penalty to a spell attack roll, but what about to a save? Maybe we just make it easy and take a penalty to the saving throw.
Your spell DC would be one lower.
Yeah, the spell DC. Let's just reduce the spell DC by 2.
It's not an attack. It's not an offensive spell.
Okay. Just do it. What is it? What do you want to do?
I'm going to cast Levitate.
Levitate.
She's levitating.
Oh, no, I know what it is. It's a flat check. It's a DC 5 flat check. Right. That's what it is.
There we go.
We got there.
We got it. Natural 1.
Oh, my God!
Well.
So you lose the spell.
You lose the spell.
Yeah. It's going extremely well.
Oh, my gosh. And now Gormley goes to cast Levitate to get out of the water. The spell, you know, with the how rough the water is moving, you're not even trying to get your footing. You're trying to just float on top, so you're not getting hurt or anything. But, like, it messes with the motions enough that you lose the spell Levitate. It ends your turn. But it gets you out of the Tyrannosaur's gaze. It turns and looks at Ethel. It looks at Atticus.
Uh-oh.
It looks at Xantar in the distance. Is it going to trample back across? Is it going to do something horrible to those left on this side of the river? Is it going to chase Gormley? Let's find out right after this break. This is... You guys got a long way to go here. Get it together!
Haven't done a lot of damage.
We'll be right back.
Hi, just leaving work now. Sorry it's a bit loud. Basically, so I was thinking we could get Mackey's tonight. Had a Big Mac on my mind all day, and delivery fee on the app is now from 99p. So, you in? Of course you are. Ha, love you. Bye.
Exclusively on the McDonald's app. 18 plus. Service fee and small order fee may apply. Participating restaurants. Serving times and T's and C's apply.
From the darkest corners of our imagination comes a game show that's more ridiculous than terrifying. Welcome to Tickled to Death. I'm your host, Roz Hernandez, and I'll be guiding guests through the creepy questions and chaotic games, all to win the ultimate title of Horror Movie Champion. Listen to Tickled to Death wherever you get your podcasts, and hit follow, unless you want the show to follow you.
Hear the most popular fiction podcast of all time, which the New York Times described as what might occur if David Lynch was a producer at your local radio station. Welcome to Night Vale is a twice-monthly update from a small desert town where the paranormal is real, every conspiracy theory is true, we all have to get on with our lives anyway. Welcome to Night Vale is available wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the GCN Gauntlet, our iconic heroes, Xantar, King of the Zoogs, Ethel Merman, Gormley Kahl, and Atticus Grimm are caught in a primordial landscape head-to-head with a freaking Tyrannosaurus Rex. And things aren't going well for the party so far.
No.
They've done some damage. Actually, when I say they, it's pretty much just Atticus, right?
What's up?
Hold on. I seem to remember
Ethel hit it with an oar. Baseball batted it with an oar. Atticus got a lightning bolt off, got a fireball off, but this thing is still kicking.
And it's Atticus's birthday.
I'm just a birthday boy.
Sweet. We found out it's Atticus's birthday.
I'm just a little guy. Are you going to hurt a little guy on his little birthday?
It is the Tyrannosaurus Rex's turn. And I got a decision to make here. So I'm going to roll a die. I like rolling a die. Let's see. Okay. It turns. Ethel gets underfoot there, right underneath it, and it's just going to lift a giant taloned foot and attempt to crush you, Ethel.
Okay. All right.
So here comes the John. 28 to hit.
Okay, that definitely is going to hit. Let me just see. Yeah, that hits.
It does 20 points of damage.
Okay.
Okay. Now, let's see. Oh, no. Oh, no. Actually, no. Okay. It just does 20 points of damage. And then it is going to... it's going to try to do it again with the map. So it, bam, hits you once. And then it's going to try to go and hit you again. That may very well... In fact, it almost certainly is a miss. Oh, I still have the frightened condition on. I got to get rid of that. Sorry.
It's yeah. So small that the icon for frightened is like this 2 pixels in the corner of the gargantuan creature. Oh, we're 20. So fucked.
20 is a miss.
20 is a miss. Yeah, it's just like... It's trying to stamp you out. And Ethel keeps like dodging around it. It's like looking down with its eye, like trying to see exactly where you are. You feel maybe a little too close in to bite. Third attack is a miss. It tried 3 times. Garbage rolls and misses. It is Atticus's turn.
Let's get
me again. Oh, wow. I got distracted because I was so scared.
so scared.
Oh, I have an idea.
Okay.
I would like to cast Illusory Creature.
Okay.
Okay.
I would like it to look like another T-Rex.
Illusory Creature has a size limit.
I know.
90% sure.
Large. It says large.
Large. Okay.
So a baby T-Rex.
Like a little baby T-Rex.
A little baby T-Rex.
But like a lady T-Rex.
With like, oh, wait, it automatically changed it for the other one.
Pink,
oh, that's so annoying.
Huge. She's
tits.
Pink. She's got big
Jesus.
Old titties. She's got eyelashes.
Stop.
She's
this is classic
skinny,
Bugs Bunny. This is a Bugs Bunny
waist.
Tactic. This,
yes,
this
I'm
works.
Doing. I'm pulling a Bugs Bunny. I'm pulling a Bugs Bunny. She's got lipstick and gorgeous blonde hair.
And you hear her in Bugs Bunny's voice go, ooh, ooh.
Suddenly from somewhere there's saxophone
music.
Yeah,
what's that? Wow. And her tail swishes seductively.
Joe is happy
about this?
I think he likes this.
I think his computer froze.
I think he's attracted to the dinosaur.
You definitely froze me.
And he can't.
Doesn't know how to act.
Now I can see what it's like being in the Troy seat. I threw a lot of illusions out there, and it always irritated the shit out of him. okay.
So, yeah.
Talking about a wild animal here.
Uh-huh.
I'm just dealing with some of my own inability to properly size this thing without resizing the other one. I'm going to keep working on it. But in the meantime, where do you want to put this?
It's only a large
creature. Across the river, right next to it. What do you want to do?
Honestly, that is pretty much where I wanted to foot it. Oh, I have a range of 500 feet, though. So I want him to see it. But I want it to be... Oh, there's a little cave over here. Do you see this cave?
I do.
On the map?
I'm very familiar with that cave. There was a version of this where something came out of that cave.
Oh. I think she's... Okay, she's going to go... up to that cave and go, yoo-hoo! And then, like, go, like come here and go into the cave.
Like, squeeze inside.
Can she fit in the cave?
She goes into the cave.
Yeah, she's like, come on.
Yoo-hoo, sexy!
Yoo-hoo, sexy!
Mid-Vinta Somerset!
There she goes.
Yoo-hoo! Hey, sailor! Thoughts?
Oh, my groceries are so heavy. Yoo-hoo! If only someone could carry them inside for me. My arms are so tiny.
What do you think is going to happen here?
I don't know. It'll distract it.
Do you think the result of this is that my T-Rex is going to be like, oh, hubba hubba, and walk away from the encounter
and go
into a cave?
It's an animal.
Realistically.
Exactly.
Yeah. I think
it
would be
gay.
Like... Maybe he's gay. I think realistically he would be like...
I think he's pansexual.
I think realistically...
That's the best case scenario for us.
they would, the best case scenario, I think he would see another T-Rex and be like, fuck you the most.
Right.
So then I'll go after the creature instead. But if it thinks it's a sexy lady, I don't know.
But if that's your intention, which I'm totally down with, especially like with some disbelief saves or whatever, like putting it out of sight immediately might not be the best idea.
Okay, you're right. Okay, then I put him on top of this cliff. I put him on top of the cliff that the cave is in.
Put him on top of the cliff.
Yeah.
500 feet.
500 feet.
Okay. All right.
I'm being nice. That's only like 60 feet.
Yeah. Okay. Sounds good. So you summon another T-Rex, at least that's what it looks like. Yeah. And that's two actions.
Yep. And my other action, I'm going to run again across this bridge. And 5, 10, 15, 20... 25.
Okay. We're going 30. Back and forth across the footbridge.
I want to get into this forest if I can.
Yeah, you start getting into the trees. Makes sense.
Yeah.
Ethel, you're up. And you're right next to the creature. It was not able to put you on the ground. Just, you know, to a little insight. I had the ability, if I rolled high enough, to just like pin you on the ground. But it didn't work.
I think
you're
still
up.
There's nothing I can do because I already used my intimidating prowess, right? So I can't do that again on the creature because I failed. I can only do it once. Okay. I don't think there's anything else I can do before I just double slice. I think it's as simple as
that.
You
can always demoralize, right? It would just be at a penalty. You wouldn't get the same bonus, right?
I don't think... Can you demoralize again?
I think you're immune. You're immune to it.
Anytime you demoralize the
even
creature.
Even if you fail?
Any attempt, after any attempt.
Okay, that's fine.
That's what I thought. Okay. Yeah. Not that it's going to work anyway at a penalty. It didn't work without the penalty. All right, I'm going to double slice then. I have my boar hammer first.
Slice away.
Okay, that's going to be 30 to hit, yes.
30 is a hit. Okay. So the war hammer connects with the... The hard, scaly lizard flesh of
and
this thing.
And then hatchet. 29.
Also a hit.
Okay. Nice. Okay. So
well,
let me do
you
the damage.
Flens.
For
you
those.
He can flens at 6th level?
No, I don't have flens.
Oh, you said
I
if
wish.
Only you could flens. Gotcha.
Yeah. That's why I was like, is there anything else I can do at this level? All right. So the Warhammer is going to be 12 points of bludgeoning.
Okay.
And the hatchet is a d6. Oh, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 points of slashing.
Dude, that's what, 21 points in that round?
Yeah. And then...
It's pretty damn good.
That's a lot more than nothing.
It is slicing open. You are slicing its skin open and it is starting to bleed down the side of its body. This is just a wild animal. It's just a freakishly large wild animal.
And that's two actions. Should I take... There's nothing else I can do. Should I take a third action to hit with my Warhammer, Matthew? Is that what Ethel would do, you think?
I mean, so you're going to take the double map if you do. It's minus 10.
What about healing yourself?
Oh my gosh, I forgot I have my healing.
Yeah, we talked about that before.
Yeah, I need to heal my healing.
Yeah, let's go,
right.
Ethel.
We were going over the sheet.
Last action, holding both my weapons. I hug myself with my healer's gloves.
Love yourself.
I'm trying.
Trying
so
to recreate
hard.
The touch of a woman.
That's what my therapist
trying
says.
Trying to recreate the touch of a woman.
My therapist says I have to love myself. I'm just recreating the touch of a woman. All right, so then I'll do my healing, but it's a 2D. Do I need to roll my medicine? Do you want me to do that?
Yes. Wait, no.
No,
healer's gloves.
The healer's gloves I don't.
Once a day you get a freebie, right?
Heck
yeah. 2d6
plus
7,
is that right?
2d6 plus 7. All right. Awesome.
Okay.
18 points back. I'm doing that.
Wow. Dude, 11 yo on a 2d6. That's a great roll. And that is your turn. It is the top of round 4. Xantar, king of the Zooks. Still across the river.
Get him, Xantar.
I am. I think he's going to throw his final javelin.
Okay.
Oh, okay. That is a 33 to hit.
33,
nice.
That hits.
Nice.
Okay.
This makes, oh man, you can picture this, right? Just like the hunter throwing the spear at the wild animal. It's catches it just above its shoulder blade, near where its giant head comes out of its neck.
It's like Turok, but with no energy weapon.
Yes.
Okay, that is 8 points of damage.
Okay, that's awesome.
And then he is...
It screams.
It's like, taste my thing. And I'm going to try... Oh, no, wait. Go back there.
I'm gonna try to close. Disappears into the forest forever.
Yeah. Damn it.
Where do you want to go?
Okay. I just want to get close onto the creature.
Do you want to go across the footbridge or across the water?
I don't want to go across the water because I can't swim. But
can't swim.
And your move speed's 25 feet?
Yeah.
Okay, you can get over there and get next to the creature, if that's what your aim is. Okay, great. Gormley Call, you move 10 feet down the river.
Yeah, I'm just going to... I see a rock that I'm just approaching.
Yeah.
Any chance I could do an acrobatics check to try to grab onto that rock?
Yep, love it.
Great. Okay, acrobatics happens to be my best skill. Out of the box. Okay, that is a dirty 20.
That is a fail, gosh. I'm afraid.
Okay, I'll try again.
Sure. Why not?
It's a 21.
Oh.
Dude, it's DC 22.
Oh, no. You're
killing me. You're killing me.
Natural 6, natural 7. Let's try a different die.
It's not even that hard of a check.
I know. I have a plus 14 to this roll. All right, third time's a charm. Natural 7, 21.
Oh my gosh. I'm going to say that means you move another 10 feet down bump into the rock and move another 10 feet down the river, and you are you're getting farther and farther from the entire encounter, and that used your whole turn.
She's going to drown. That's
what
how she's going to die in this gauntlet. She's going to drown.
Nothing. In this gauntlet.
Nothing.
I'm going to go cry now.
Amazing. Gormley is being swept down the river. Xantar and Ethel stand toe-to-toe with this beast. Atticus has successfully now crossed back over the other side of the river, trying to put some distance between himself and this horrible beast. But this creature's sole focus has to be this girl Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Of course.
Has to be.
Yeah.
But I'm certainly... only thinking of it as possibly trying to cut in on my meal, trying to take my kill.
Yeah.
Just my kill, he says. And
she says, rawr.
Right. And he treats men and women equally. He thinks they're equally both trying to steal his food. And so he is going to, he's so big that his head is at the top of the cliff.
Yeah.
So I'm going to attempt to bite at like the legs of this creature. Do you have rules in front of you for how this is going to work if I attempt to attack an illusory creature?
Yes.
Okay. I'm just going to do an attack roll for now. We'll see what happens. I rolled a 41.
Oh, okay. Man.
Phenomenal
that
roll.
Is what kind of success is it when you get over 20 over your AC?
Double
is that
crit.
Like in a double crit? Is that like a... But it doesn't matter because if you hit it at all, it disappears. So, oh,
okay.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, wait. My reactive strike. Is it out of... I didn't think about it because
its
forgot. Range is so big.
No, it's fine. Go ahead. Give me a roll.
Wait, but is it actually... Did it leave?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anytime it moves...
It left your range.
At all.
Yeah. Okay. I didn't know if it had to leave.
Unless it takes a 5-foot step or a step.
I didn't know if it had to leave its range, because you're like, its range is like 20 feet of...
Yeah, no. It just has to leave your range.
I just realized that maybe that was the case.
It doesn't have to leave your range. It just has to move more than 5 feet in from a threat.
Okay. All right. I'm hitting now. It's all happening at the same time. 26?
26 is a miss.
Fudge.
Wait, that doesn't feel... Yeah, no, that is a miss. Yeah.
Fudge.
That is correct.
Well, okay.
I also used my reaction to use my no escape ability to keep pace with it as
smart.
It went away from me.
Very nice.
All right, so Xantar, you want to be right up next to it, Xantar? It looks like you're just one square away. All right, so Xantar moves right up to it. It's distracted by this thing, and I'm going to say it wastes an entire additional action in complete bestial confusion as, like, it goes to bite it, and then it wasn't there, and it's like, looking around, and it is Atticus's turn. You bought yourself a whole round with that spell.
I know.
Pretty sneaky, sis.
But now I don't know what to do because he's so far away.
Now he's pretty darn far away.
Yeah, what's the reach of Force Barrage? Hold on. This is the one I didn't have.
You are 60 feet away from him right now, so I'm sure that's within the range of Force Barrage.
Okay, all right. Great.
Also, you know, you should make sure you have the height. It might not be right on your sheet, but use... Oh, wait.
No, I only have I have it at level 1.
Yeah, but that's you should be using that at a higher level, right? Yeah, you can cast it at 3rd level.
I think Force Barrage only heightens to
two levels. So yes, you would be able to cast a heightened version at 3rd level.
Oh, great. Okay. Then it's level, right? What do you mean? What?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember the exact number. I think it's just 2d4 plus 1 for each missile. And if you don't move,
yes,
you can do...
Yeah, I'm going to do 3.
Force Barrage.
Yeah, I'm going to do 3. So it automatically hits.
So that would be 6 shards, not...
6d4.
Right, it's not 2d6 plus 1. It's 2d4 plus 2 for each missile, essentially, for 3 missiles. But you're firing 6 missiles. So that's awesome.
Yes. Yeah, nice. Okay.
So you're firing 6 1d4 plus 1 missiles.
Okay, yeah. All right, here we go. Hold on.
This is all Atticus. Atticus is going to save our lives.
Yeah. Okay, so 3 plus... 4. No, wait, plus 2. So, hold on. 3 plus 2 is 5.
Sorry.
Okay, 5. I'm rolling 2d4s at a time. Okay?
All right, so the first 2 missiles are 5 points of damage. No, that can't be
right. Wait, it's plus 2 each. Oh.
Let's restart. I confused you by the way I talked. It's just 6 1d4 plus 1 missiles. That's all. Yes. That's what it is. So you could think of it as 64 plus 6.
Yes.
You know.
You're right. Okay. Let's do that. It's Let's do 64 times. And then we'll add 6 at the end. Okay. So that was 3. And it was bad. Plus 5 is 8. Plus
4. You almost knocked over your 11. Whole setup.
Plus 3 is 14, plus 6, 20.
20 points of
nice.
Unstoppable force damage. Guys, it's happening. It's happening.
Atticus, single-handedly.
Force Barrage is so badass. I'll tell you, big difference, right? Second level versus... This was big. That illusory creature was so huge that you took a round off from this thing. Ethel, you're up.
Okay.
Xantar, you're on deck.
Ethel is going to... Is this difficult terrain in the trees?
No?
Okay.
We'll just say the trees are kind of above you and you're moving through them.
So then I'm just going to move and I'm going to double slice.
Okay.
You step up to
the creature and dub slice. What do you got?
All right. Oh, piss on the first one. I got piss on the first one.
Piss. That's going to be...
Right down your leg. This thing is so terrifying.
21 on the first one.
That's a miss.
Yeah. And... Let's, Jesus. 25 on the hatchet.
Also a miss.
Fuck. Well.
Yeah, I mean, you guys got to flank this thing, but it's so hard to flank. It's so big.
It's so
big. You don't have
big.
The movement, the stride speed to get around it.
I mean,
and it moves so fast, you know?
Yeah.
We got it frightened here and there, but that's not a permanent solution. That if it can move so it can move so fast, then we have to reposition. It's
I can't do. I'm just gonna take the double map on my Warhammer and try again with it because I don't know what else to do.
You should move to try to flank it.
But it's gonna move again, and it's against a mountain.
You've got it up against the mountain.
Get your reactive strike if it doesn't.
Yeah.
And you would get it against its flank.
You're not gonna hit. It's AC 27 at least. You're not going to hit on that minus 10.
Do you want me to climb up the mountain?
No, just go over here, up to the north end, and then Xantar can
move.
And
then Xantar will have
it. You're not going to be able to reach it in one stride.
I can't, yeah.
But it's fine. I still think heading that way is not a bad idea.
All right.
I do, like, subscribe to the general theory that using the third attack to just attack is like the worst possible use of that action.
You feel desperate though. All right, so I will third action then. I'm going to move. I only have 20 feet. I don't even have 25. If I had 25, maybe I could get there.
Okay, you were in the creature's actual square, even though it doesn't look like it. It takes up 20 feet of space all around. All right, round five, Xantar. You are already in melee with the creature.
All right, Xantar is now, he is going to use an action to flank.
There you go. Now you guys are flanking. Big difference.
Here we go.
So bow to your king, dread creature. Fuck.
I'm going to use bottle cap.
Oh. Bottle cap it.
Ah, nice. Bottle cap, bottle cap.
There we go. Dude. Okay, that is a 32 to hit.
That is a hit.
Okay.
I'm laughing
okay,
at
that
poor
is 17
just...
points of damage.
Okay.
Washing awesome. Away. Swept away.
And one more strike. Fuck. Okay.
Okay. Gormley, you are another 10 feet downriver. Boom, boom. Being right. swept along.
I'm going to try to grab this rock. That
now
I just
you have
passed.
Another rock on the other side that's come up. Another acrobatics.
Let's do a different die. Okay, natural 18. So that's
there
a,
you
yeah. oh, that's a 32.
All right, you are able to stop yourself on the rock. You're still in the water, but you are stopped and
right,
in control.
To haul myself
like
out of the water.
Get up from prone.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's an action.
Okay, so I'll
yes,
spend that
no
action.
Roll needed. Yeah.
Okay.
And I'll put you on the bank.
All right, now let's see how far away I am from this guy. Okay, I will just spend. I'm about 45 feet away, so I'm just going to spend the action to do a force barrage. So that's going to be basically two missiles because I'm heightening it.
Okay, very interesting.
Okay, 7 points of damage.
7 points of damage. You are
playing small
guys,
ball, baby. Let's go.
Is looking pretty rough.
Gosh,
it's looking pretty rough, and you're all still fine. You're freaking fine.
I haven't taken any damage. Well, no, I took some damage.
All right,
I haven't taken any damage.
Yeah,
oh my gosh,
Gormley
really?
Got swept. Yeah, Atticus has been amazing in this fight so
little
far,
birthday
staying
boy.
Away, casting from afar. All right, it's going to go after Ethel with a bite. So here comes the big bite. Gonk. 32 to hit.
Yes.
It does 26 points of damage.
Ow.
Then I'm going to do an action to grab you in its jaws.
No, no.
Oh.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
That's a 41.
Oh.
Well, that's a... Yeah, that's a
fortitude
crit.
DC.
My fortitude DC? Yeah, that's a crit.
Yeah, that's definitely a crit. The question is just... let's see.
Fortitude? Is it poisoning? What is it doing?
Fortitude just represents the strength of your body to resist being, grappled. So it's up against your fortitude DC. So it I think it could restrain you, but what I'm going to do right now is...
Don't throw me.
Thinking about
throw me into that briar patch.
Don't throw me.
You know
no,
what?
No.
I'll tell you what. Let's make this interesting. I'm going to carry you in my jaws as I go to kill Atticus.
No!
Oh no.
Uh-oh.
And that's one move before it. As it starts trampling away with Ethel in its mouth.
He's flailing his arms.
Flailing. And, and freaking Xantar can run with him. That's insane.
Xantar, help.
He just had the best angle on that. That's crazy. All right. It is Atticus's turn. Atticus.
I'm going to, he's scared, so he's instantly going to cast invisibility.
my god.
I will
amazing.
Not be, no, I'm not be dying today, not on my birthday. And yeah, so I'm invisible, and then with my last action, I'm going to hide myself pretty deep in the forest. So
okay.
I think here. So even if
you completely disappear as a target. Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty awesome.
This is just this is exactly what happened to Smeagol. on his birthday, he committed an act of violence, and then he became invisible.
Disappeared.
Disappeared.
Well, there was let's hope it works out for me.
You're being a real Smeagol.
Yeah. Being a real Smeagol right now.
Slight absence of a Tyrannosaurus in Smeagol's story.
I don't know. That was a long time
metaphorically,
ago.
Metaphorically, the ring could be considered. It is the one ring to rule them all. Tyrannosaurus Rex, King Lizard.
Yeah. Yes.
Metaphorically, you can see a parallel there.
Yeah, there's it's nothing but parallels.
Mm-hmm. All right. The end of round five is Ethel. Xantar, you're on deck. This thing looks bad. It looks in rough shape.
Can I? Am I actually restrained? Can I double slice its head from being...
Oh, yeah. You know what? You're right. That's where restrained would
held.
Come in. Yeah, am I restrained you probably can't. The only action you can take is to escape. So let me just try to double check this. Yeah, I just want to double check that I'm pretty sure that you'd be restrained. Okay, here we go. He's going to attempt to grapple you. On a critical success, the target is restrained until the end of your next turn. Oh, okay. Unless you move or your target escapes. This creature is so big, I'm going to say he can move just fine with you in his jaws, but you will not be restrained because he is moving.
Okay.
No, unless you move. I apologize. Wait.
Okay. So then I can...
Sorry, it is me. Your target is restrained unless you move. So I'm going to say you're grabbed.
Will you knock off some of the DC then to escape since he moved and I was jostled?
No. I will allow you to have the grabbed condition as opposed to the restrained condition.
Oh, okay.
So you can attempt to escape.
Well, restrained, you can also attempt to escape.
Yeah, or you can attack when you're just grabbed.
Oh.
You can try to stab it in his eye or something as you're like in its jaws.
Yeah. Okay. Let me see. I'm just reading grabbed real quick just to make sure I do it right.
If you want to see a visual demonstration, this is what it looks like to be grabbed.
Mary Lou has grabbed her cat.
Okay.
And she can move the cat.
That's
Fat
Boy, right?
It's still just as
grabbed. Yeah, this is Fat Boy.
That's Ethel in the jaws. Whoa.
Like a rag doll.
All right, yeah. I'm going to do a DC 5 flat, and then I'm going to double slice your dumb T-Rex head.
Yeah.
You don't have to DC 5 flat. You can just go ahead and...
To manipulate.
Unless double slice is different.
To manipulate while grabbed, to use a manipulate action?
Yeah, I think a strike is not a manipulate action.
Oh. Huh.
Yeah, unless double slice had... No, because that would mean double slice would provoke an AOO,
It would
right?
provoke like, AOOs.
Yeah, so
I see,
no,
I see.
You don't have then to roll, you just attack.
I'm just attacking then, easy peasy. Watch this. Oh. 26?
26 is a miss.
Oh, thought it was a hit.
I would argue the creature is flanked.
Oh. Yeah, I know you would. I thought
I would
about
argue.
It. I argue
it's
he
threatening.
Is not.
He's what threatening. It's a square that he's threatening.
I'm still Apple's making attacks.
In his mouth, and I'm right on his ass.
His tail literally
he's
attacking.
Looking, yeah, but the square that he's in right now is not actually a square he's in. He could be over here, really. He could be anywhere.
He's at the front of the creature, and I'm at the back of the creature.
Yeah.
You'll be fine. Let's go.
Okay. I missed the first one. I missed the Warhammer, and my striking hatchet, 32.
That is a hit.
So my lesser one.
So the hatchet digs into the flesh above the teeth.
Okay. So that's going to be 10 points of slashing.
10 points of slashing. Okay.
So that's two actions, and then third action, I'm going to try to escape.
You take a minus 10 on that because it's considered an attack roll.
What else am I going to do?
Yeah, sounds good.
So can I do athletics?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, you can.
Let's see. Come on. Natural 20.
Let's go. Okay. Let's go. Well,
there's the result.
So 23.
23.
Just a hit.
That has to be a success, right? Because... 23. Is it against my fortitude DC to escape? I always forget that.
Oh.
Is escape against my fortitude DC or against my athletics DC?
Oh, that's a good question.
These tiny little things that I got to look at each time.
I bet that would make a big difference.
Athletics DC of the creature grabbing you.
Ah. Is it the athletics DC of the creature? So that is a fail.
Okay.
And a natural 20 bumps it to a success. So it is a success.
Hooray!
So amazing. You drop out of its mouth. That yes. sucks. And at the top of round five, it is Xantar's turn. And right. You know what? I'm going to roll randomly, since we were talking about this off-guard thing, for where you land. I'm going to roll a D10 for any of these squares on the other side of the creature, starting with the upper right one. Oh, I dropped my freaking die, and I rolled a 9. So you're going to end up exactly flanking.
Okay.
You awesome. Land on the ground directly across from Xantar.
Okay.
First the attack. Pretender King! This thing is teetering on its legs now. Maybe that's why it dropped you, because you stabbed it in its jaw.
Yeah.
And it's like, and drops you to the ground, and now it's flailing. It seems weak.
Covered in slime.
On the verge of
defeat. Natural 1.
Oh. And you already used your bottle cap.
I also forgot that the club has the striking trait, so I would have done more damage had I realized that last time when I did actually hit it. Second attack is a miss. And, third attack.
Okay.
It's flanked now, right?
Xantar can't get it. And it is Gormley's turn before this thing goes.
Yeah,
this is probably going to be it. Probably the last round here.
Still within range here. Just barely.
60 feet away.
I'm just going to pump it full of force brush.
Oh, my God.
Smart.
Okay. All right.
So six seven, missiles.
13. 17. 23 points of damage.
Okay.
23 points of damage. Go.
Straight
six.
Up, it's cloaca.
Oh, yeah. Right in the junk.
Dinosaurs are just birds, y'all. Just birds.
It wails in pain, gnashes, throws its head back, and then the entire bulk of it falls into the river.
Oh, all right.
Gormley.
I got it with awesome. The cloaca force barrage.
You got it with a cloaca force barrage.
Oh, my gosh.
It just down and it's twitching.
No.
Its jaw is grasping. It's still alive. It's dying. Dying one. Trying to move. Dying two. Does anybody heal it? Bring it back.
Ethel reaches out with his healing glove and then punches the dinosaur.
Goes right to dying four.
In the eye.
Oh, brutal. Brutal. Well, you did it, you bastard.
Oh, my gosh.
Well done, well done. It wasn't that, you know, I rolled fine and it wasn't that much of a threat. So I'm going to tweak things. We got one more of these left. I'm going to tweak things and make it even more brutal next time.
What level was that boy?
So that was actually a weak Tyrannosaurus Rex. Now, the reason I did that is in the past when we've done gauntlets, we've had a level 9 creature go up against level 6 PCs. Oh, and they've been tough.
There's only four.
You know, those fights have been tough. A T-Rex is level 10, and you guys were down a PC for this one. Usually we have 5. So you were down at 4, and I was like, I really want him to fight a Tyrannosaurus Rex in the Realm of the Mammoth Lords. Yes. And I That's guess awesome. Maybe I'll just give it the weak template, and it made it level 9 as opposed to level 10. And, you know, it just brings some of its numbers down a tad bit, makes it a little bit more hittable. And but, you know, lesson learned. I mean, I think that you escaped out of its jaws, and then Gormley, you put it down right before next round.
Yeah.
The reason I didn't fling you is because I will swallow whole. So I could swallow Ethel whole, which would have been so much fun. I
was tasty gonna, treat.
Choke you down its gullet.
But I got out. I got out.
With a nat 20 on a third action escape roll. Just unbelievable. Unbelievable. Yeah. I'm going to go ahead. Let's bring him back from invisibility here.
I'm going to go ahead
and give Atticus MVP.
Atticus
gets
MVP
on this one. Clear MVP.
Thank you.
Great strategy.
Just an amazing character all around, I feel.
Yeah, I bet. I'm sure it doesn't affect your opinion whatsoever.
Wizards are great for gauntlets because you don't have to worry about like resource management or anything. Yes. So I'm just my biggest spell just no holds barred. I'm not worrying about anything. Just like run away and throw my biggest shit.
That's a good point. I mean, we really are experimenting with this in a lot of ways. We're learning as we go through trial and error for these things. And that's another interesting angle that I never thought about. Like, what sort of unexpected advantage does it give the PCs that are not playing in a campaign style that they come into the fight fully juiced and know they can blow all their highest level spells right away? That's interesting. It does maybe shake the balance a little bit, so maybe we can go even higher. I think next week we go creature 10. We'll see. So, guys, that's going to wrap it up for this gauntlet. Please tune in next week. October 17th, we're going to be... October 17th? No, 16th. October 16th, 8 p.m. Eastern on YouTube. We're going to be here premiering our final gauntlet before session zero of our Shadow Dark campaign, which will be on October 23rd. So very excited for that. And then, of course, all leading up to the premiere of the new Shadow Dark campaign starting on Thursday, October 30th. Premiere, 8 p.m. Eastern on YouTube. So keep an eye out for it. Thank you so much, Sydney, Matthew, Skid, Mary Lou, for taking up the mantle of these iconic characters and showing that you could take down a T-Rex. It's pretty badass.
Yeah.
It's pretty badass.
It's really fun.
We have a T-Rex.
Thank you for giving us a T-Rex, Joe. Thank you.
Yeah, that was awesome.
That was really fun. Time.
Who gets to say they fought a real T-Rex?
Yeah, that was better.
The other thing that I wanted, the other benefit I wanted to get out of that is like when and if in the future, and you know this is going to happen in a future Pathfinder game, Skid or someone else summons a T-Rex, now you can see what this really feels like for the enemy, right?
How
huge they are and intimidating. And I just loved the Monster Core entry for it, the stat block with the fling is an action.
So cool.
I didn't get to do stamping you with the foot. If you crit on the stamp, which by the way is not that hard of a roll, I probably have to roll like a natural 9 to crit, is you pin immediately. They get immediately pinned to the ground. You can just hold them down there.
So cool.
So fun stuff. Anyway. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Thanks for hanging out with us. Thanks for listening. And we'll see you next week with another gauntlet. Until then, bye.
Bye.
It's time to make your membership official. Start your 30-day free trial today and become an official member of The Niche at jointhenaish.com with the promo code GCN30. That's jointhenaish.com and use code GCN30 to gain access to exclusive podcasts, ad-free episodes, and content you can't find anywhere else. Once again, it's jointhenaish.com and use code GCN30 at signup to get your first 30 days for free. Tell your friends, come join yourself and see what everybody's talking about when you join the Niche today.
Hear the most popular fiction podcast of all time, which the New York Times described as what might occur if David Lynch was a producer at your local radio station. Welcome to Night Vale is a twice-monthly update from a small desert town where the paranormal is real, every conspiracy theory is true, we all have to get on with our lives anyway. Welcome to Night Vale is available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey folks, I'm Nat, a host on Comic Sans, a podcast about comics for the curious. If you're looking for a podcast about comics that's light on lore, heavy on craft, and overloaded with laughs, Comic Sans might be for you.
And here we go, page turn.
Oh no! In each episode, my co-host Yen and I read a different comic, talk about what we loved, and break down exactly how the creators made it work. And we give you just enough context to read along with us. So whether you're looking for your first comic or your 500th, join us on Comic Sans. New episodes every other Thursday.